Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I am so very, very, very excited about all that we're going to talk about today. Of course, there's a great deal going on in our world today, a lot happening in the Middle East, a lot happening with Ukraine, a lot happening in the world of foreign policy. We'll be joined at the bottom of hour number two by Scott Eulinger, the station chief. He's been doing a ton of interviews over in the Middle East, as a matter of fact, but he is also a former station chief in the former Soviet Union for the CIA. So we will have him on the program with us today, and I'm very excited about that conversation. Top of the next hour, Sarah Carter joins us. She was going to be with us right now, but Fox News actually called her in, and so we were needing to move her, and we did, and I'm going to tell you in a minute who my guest is going to be, because I'm very excited to have he's so gracious to be here with us on such short notice, and I'm thrilled to have him. Bottom of this hour, though, Vernon Jones will be with us. Vernon, of course, is running for Congress, or running for governor in the great state of Georgia, but he also is someone who switched his political worldview. And Alveda King had a huge role in that, and it was really predicated on his understanding of the beginning of life in the womb and life at conception. And then he began to really look into even more significantly the values that drive our biblical Christian conservative worldview. And he has embraced that, switched political parties. And he's just a great guy. I met him in Dallas, had a chance to pray with him. We had an incredible God encounter. And I can just tell you, he's the real deal. And I'm very excited. He's going to be with us at the bottom of this hour. We'll talk about a number of things with Vernon. But joining me now, and again, he is one of the world's most... I should be sought after, if he's not, and I don't follow enough to know for sure, but he should be one of the world's most sought after biblical, historical holders of truth and facts. And he's written an incredible book that I have a copy of. He's got another one he just told me that he's getting ready to write. We'll direct you to those. But I want to welcome to the program Dr. Christian Widener. Dr. Widener, welcome. Good to have you. Oh man, I'm just thrilled that you're here. You know, I was mentioning to you in the green room something that God's really put on my heart this year, and I'm on now with Truth Broadcasting Network. And on TECNTV.com, where I've been the number one rated show two out of the last 3 weeks. And one of the things that God's really put on my heart is to address this 70% of the population that is representing and calling themselves when they're asked, yes, we're Christian. And I think that's wonderful, by the way. I don't want to cast any aspersions here. I think it's wonderful. But there's a lack of biblical, historical teaching and understanding of what that means and how they can truly defend their faith, that there aren't, 16 ways to heaven. Jesus Christ is it. Okay. And God, yes, he inspired men, but there is historical evidence to support and validate the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I was thinking last night about this, Dr. Christian, the Iliad, right? Which everyone agrees is a accurate historical document written by Homer, has, what is it, like 450 transcripts, something like that?
Yeah, but in ancient documents, it's like a dozen or something.
Okay,
it's not very many.
Right, and yet the New Testament has something like over 24,000.
Yes. Yeah. And early ones that has hundreds of the super early copies. And so, yeah, there's orders of magnitudes of difference between the number of copies that we have for those documents.
And yet they look at Homer's Iliad and they say, oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's a historical document. We know that we trust everything that's written in there is accurate. And Homer wrote that and it's all good.
Yeah.
And yet the New Testament, it's like, oh, well, people, that was just a bunch of guys and they got together over a couple of beers and they, threw this thing together.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, because it comes down to one, there's no problem with what's being written. And in the other, they have a huge problem with what God has said.
Well, because he's created a standard by which we're supposed to be living. And there are a lot of folks that don't like the standards that God has created. But then I don't think preachers do a good enough job of expressing the full measure of what Jesus Christ accomplished for mankind on that cross. Because it says that he overcame sin and death. Now, does that mean that we are, and getting right down to it. Does that mean we're going to be sinless here? Well,
right.
I would suggest that what it means is that we can be. Now, it may be you have a week or so or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month where you're just walking this out in full victory. And then you may have a hiccup that comes along. The good news is that Christ already defeated your hiccup. And
yeah, you now have the power to reject sin.
Yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of it has to do then with how we perceive ourselves. Do we perceive ourselves as a sinner saved by grace so that I'm still in the same condition that I was before I encountered the cross? Or do I perceive myself as the saint that God says I am? And saying that isn't about me. It's about Christ's righteousness working in me, which is a completed work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a paradigm shift in a way away from the idea. And again, it's not legalism. It's not works that save me. It's the full measure. And I love the definition, the Greek charis definition that says that the power of God exerting himself on the soul of man to turn him and to keep him in Christian faith and Christian virtue. I mean, when you think about it like that, folks, it's saying whatever that thing is that you feel has a hold of you that is causing you to feel some defeat. And therefore, and I don't want to, in a way, make an excuse, but you're not really trying to make an excuse. You're just trying to figure out how do I claim this Christian thing and yet know that I'm not really living up to what I read I should be. So I got to find some way
to get there. And the good news is, as you said, you know, Christ's, it's done. It is done. When Jesus says it is finished, he meant it. Now, what I want to get to today, though, is this, because there's still this issue, and I ran into this just yesterday. It was somebody making the statement, well, you know, the Bible is just a book, an inspired book written by a bunch of men, a bunch of guys. You know, it's still just men that wrote this, and it's just, you know, well, yeah, but it's just inspired. But I think there's an important issue here to understand the historical evidences of it and firsthand witness accounts of the things that are written and the scholarly position that Paul held and the connection even from Old Testament to New Testament and how history was passed down. And we've got, you know, about 10 minutes to try to do all that, Doc.
Cover all that.
Yeah. But help me out. I mean, help me with the argument that says that the Bible is more than just a bunch of guys that, you know, that think that they had an encounter and had a couple of beers and wrote a book.
Right. Yeah. Well, and one of those things is because everything that we can go look into historically and investigate, hey, did that event really happen? Was that a real place? As we go look, we find all those places. We don't know where every single place was, but so many of them we've been able to find and identify and go, oh, hey, look, that was a real historic place. There's a story about Paul, about them dropping anchors in order to be able to, you know, avoid a complete shipwreck as they were going. And they go and they dive and someone goes and looks and says, hey, look, here's some anchors that have been dropped in that place that was described, matching the story. And I think a lot of those little things give a lot of confidence that they were giving you a real, true historic account.
Well, and you know, sadly, you know, one of the things that the ISIS situation did was destroy a lot of, especially, you know, in Christian areas that had connection. Like, I believe there was a Coptic church that had been meeting for something like 1500 years that, because of ISIS, finally they had to shut the church down and they couldn't hold services. Do you remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yep.
Go ahead.
No, right. And they're destroying all those places. I mean, even like one of the most contested places in Israel outside of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount itself is Hebron, where the tombs of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just go, like, what do you mean they really have those tombs?
Right.
And, you know, some people debate about that, but like, no, look, if you go down to that building, the tombs are there. They know where the patriarchs are buried, and that was, you know, almost 4,000 years ago.
Well, the other one now, and one that ISIS destroyed, right, was Jonah.
Yes. Yep.
And
a lot of those places are outside of Israel, and so there's really just no protection for them, hardly.
Right. But what I'm saying to you folks is so the thing, and we're going to get more into this. We've got another 7 minutes we're going to go on the other side of this break. But the thing, folks, that I really want you to understand as a believer is again, it that we have to understand the historicity, if you will, of the Bible, and that it actually has historical evidence to support the things that are shared in there. So it's beyond that. And we'll talk in a minute about how history was passed down, because that's another important issue relative to the writing of the New Testament, the fact that there are all these manuscripts that support it. Back with all that and more coming up right after. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Dr. Christian Widener. And Doc, tell folks your website, if you would be so kind. And I know the first book that you've written for us. And then are you teasing the second book yet, or where are we at with that?
Yeah, I'm starting to. I'm in the editing phase. So I have a website called endtimesberean.com, endtimesberean.com, and Berean, B-E-R-E-A-N. Like from the Bible. And so being a Berean about the last days and really thinking, you know, logically and evidence-based about, you know, what are the reasons to think that we might be in the last days and how should we interpret those things, those clues that God has given us to recognize where we are in the season so that, you know, we are children of the day, and we should not be taken by surprise, by the things that God has told us to watch for. So that's really kind of the ministry and the focus. This next book is called No More Delay, and is a, I'm starting to tease that out. It's about Daniel 77 and the decree that everyone missed. And so, there's, I think, some exciting things, for people to be aware of, in prophecy and, really trusting that the word of God is reliable. Goes for the historical, and it also goes for the future. What he's told us, you know, will happen.
Is going to happen.
We believe that, yes, that just like Noah in his day was told that a flood would come on the earth, we've been told that someday a judgment and the return of the Lord is coming.
Yeah.
And are we ready to recognize those signs? So.
And your book, The Temple Revealed, is just really awesome because, again, you know, you go through the process of peeling back the layers of, you know, some deceptions, I guess you could call them, but they're just maybe miscalculations or what have you, to help people to be able to understand exactly where that temple is and why that's so critically important to this next book and end times. But even more significant is that it proves the validity of scripture and of history. There's questions about that, though. For, you know, how was history passed down? Why did the Romans, as an example, pick the Jewish historian Josephus, and why did they rely on him to be the writer of their history?
Right. Yeah. You think about the first century Jews, and in a predominantly pagan culture, who had the moral, you know, ethic that says, you know, do not bear false witness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't part of Roman culture or Greek culture. Well, I mean, arguably they had some But I mean, you're talking about a time where everybody was lying. And yet the Jews had this, you know, commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. And I think that did make them more reliable people, oftentimes in that time, although there's always been wicked people, doing the wrong thing. And that's true among the Jews and among the pagans and people, you know, doing the right thing at certain moments. But that was their, you know, just like as a Christian culture, we're not always good in this country. But there's been something about America that made people want to come here because it was predominantly a Christian ethic that was, you know, permeating our culture.
Well, and an understanding of, yeah, and I think also an understanding of what good looked like. You know, our founder said, you know, we're forming this nation, we're creating this constitutional document to form a more perfect union. So it wasn't that they sat there and said, yeah, we know we're all that. They sat there and they yep. said, these are the things that we know that we can be. And this is the belief system upon which that will happen. Hang on one quick second. We're live on the air. Hang on a minute. I'll be right back with you.
You got me.
All right. So Dr. Christian, I guess, so then the question, you know, again, that comes up is, you know, we have, for example, the idea that, you know, there's really no such thing as absolute truth. So, I mean, that's a part of our culture, even amongst, you know, Christianity today. When you ask that question, George Barna has done that research. And you've only got about 6% of the population that holds to the idea that there is such a thing as absolute truth. And I think a lot of it has to do with the assaults and the attacks that have come against the Bible itself and the myriad translations and all these different things that have popped up in the last 40, 50 years. Can you very quickly, you've got about 60 seconds to do this, but can you give me kind of a 60-second synopsis? Why do you believe that the Bible is a reliable historical book as well as religious?
Yep. Yeah, well, in the first place, when you say there is no absolute truth, absolutely, it's a contradiction in terms, right? They're affirming an absolute truth that there is no truth. And so it's like, it's totally wrong. If there's no truth, then there's nothing. There's no hope, there's no purpose, there's no meaning. So you have to stand on something. And the Word of God gives us an account from the very beginning of time all the way to really present events that we can see unfolding that are matching biblical prophecy. And so every place that you can look to text Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, there is evidence and good reason to believe the things that God has said. And that's one of the things that God requires from us, is faith. Abraham believed God and it was credited to him righteousness. And that's not just for Abraham, that's for everybody.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans
plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. He is running for governor in the great state of Georgia. He has represented Georgia in Congress as well. And really, his encounter with Dr. Alveda King and his encounter in looking at life from conception had a phenomenal impact on his life, and he and I had an incredible God moment in Dallas early last year, actually. And so it's my very, very sincere pleasure to welcome back to the program Vernon Jones. Vernon, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be out here with you. It's an honor. We were hanging.
Yes, we did. We had a very cool moment, didn't we? It was very nice. God showed up. Well, I've got some questions for you. I wanted to ask. One of them is having to do with defending constitutional carry, which is one of your legislative priorities. Talk to me about what makes that such an important issue for you.
Well, constitutional carry is important. If we want to back, let me say that.
Sure.
I'm a protector and a defender of the Second Amendment. We have the right to bear arms. It's in our Constitution, so I will always fight for what's in the Constitution. Secondly, when you start talking about constitutional carry, being able to carry your weapon, I think that is something that law-abiding citizens should be able to do. I can tell you this, criminals who abuse guns, they carry it every single day.
Yeah.
And why can't we law-abiding citizens be able to do that and have the law behind us? that's important.
Yeah.
So I am glad that, you know, our governor for the past 3 years has been hidden in the woods on constitutional carry. Now, since I started to push on this within the past year, I'm glad to see him. And quite frankly, as a candidate in this GOP race for governor, come to my side, take the plank for my contract with Georgia, and that is to push and pass the constitution here. And based on what we hear now from the Senate and the House, including the Speaker of the House, constitution carry has already been introduced as legislation, and it will get approved this year in the legislature, I'm hoping. And I feel pretty confident it's going to happen. And obviously, the governor now wants to get on board. He wasn't there before, but now he wants to get on board. Mm-hmm. Better come late than never, all, I guess.
There we go. I guess so. We got the same problem with our governor here. He's had 6 years to secure the border of Texas, and now all of a sudden in the last 6 months he's decided it's important because of guys like Lieutenant Colonel Alan West and Don Huffines are pointing out the fact that he hasn't, which we grassroots folks have been doing for quite some time. Georgia has also led the fight to protect the unborn, and of course they've gotten a lot of pushback on that, but I'm noticing that there are members of Hollywood that are still continuing to produce movies there. But how are you going to continue to fight that fight to protect the unborn in the state of Georgia?
Well, you know, right now, as well as you and I both know, that the Supreme Court now will be hearing that case.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. That's going to determine a lot of things as it comes to right to life. As long as we can be or continue to be advocates, be vocal, be committed, be dedicated, and take action on that cause, legislatures from around the country is going to hear from it, as well as courts. You know, life starts at conception. Life doesn't start at 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. I believe that life starts at conception. You know the passage, I knew you before you were formed in your mom's womb. So there are many of us, including, you mentioned Dr. Alveda King, who probably has the greatest story to tell, because, you know, she was openly in public to say that she had abortion and she was wrong. It was the wrong thing to do. And she sort of reminded me of Saul, on the road to Damascus, becoming Paul, where she went from having abortions to leading the charge on preventing abortions. And I could tell you, I was raised conservative. I was raised pro-life. When I was a part of the Democratic Party, and I look back now, I'm not a part. I realize a lot of things the Democratic Party did had got me off the track of my religious belief and got me off track of how I was raised. And thank God, you know, I was able to have my own road of Damascus, my own scales fall on my eyes. And when I realize now what Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood did,
yeah,
to the African-American community, the number of unborn that were aborted because of their genocide, it's
horrific.
It's chilling.
Yeah, it's horrific. Yeah, we had Reverend Clenard Childress Jr. on yesterday. I have him on a monthly basis. And he is, of course, the one that puts those statistics together at blackgenocide.org. That's blackgenocide.org, folks, if you want to read about the history of that and understand that. It's really something else. And to that end, too, you know, there's a couple of more issues that I want to get into with you. One of them is this issue of election integrity, because you talked about the deception that's been played upon the black community relative to the whole Planned Parenthood and how they really have gone into genocide and sterilize. It's horrible. The story, I mean, it's horrible, folks. It's horrible. And I used to, when Elijah Cummings was alive, I used to call his office oft times over issues that he was purporting. But one of the things that I would always encourage his staff to do and ask them about is I'd say, go look at blackgenocide.org. Did you know that your boss and the Black Caucus are funding the abortion that's genociding the black population in America? And they would be, there'd be silence, and they'd say, no. And I'd say, well, you really should. You need to go look at that. And then you need to confront your boss and ask him why he keeps voting to pay for that. Another issue is election integrity. And Georgia took a good, firm stand to say, we want election integrity. We want everyone's vote to count, but we want people to have to present an identification. And the Democrats and the left have basically said, Vernon, that, well, I'm sorry, but that's racist because black people can't go out and find an ID. Can you speak to that for a moment? I don't get it.
Well, first of all, it's not racist. It's sheer raw ignorance on blacks who buy into that. And it is bigoted from those liberals who try to sell that to blacks. All that is about is trying to carry and pander to black voters, give the impression, oh, the Republicans are trying to keep you from voting, when in fact, let's stop and look at this. And you check me if I'm wrong. Black people, first of all, it's offensive to say black people can't afford a free photo ID. It's free. It's free. All right? So, and it's offensive to say that. Secondly, let's look at when you go get your driver's license, or to have a driver's license, you have to have a photo ID. Mm-hmm. Go to the doctor, sign up with a doctor's photo ID. When you go pick up your tickets from the Braves baseball game, photo ID. When you go to a hotel and check in, photo ID. When you're in Washington, D.C., a black mayor of Washington, D.C., a majority council, African-American council, they have just passed that if you go into a restaurant, a fitness club, and a number of other public places, you have to show a photo ID. Is that suppressing them? No, that whole thing is a hoax. It's nothing more than to use that, or liberal Democrats are using that to keep African Americans on the plantation. I mean, whites have to stand in line and show an ID. Whites have to provide a copy of their photo ID when it's mailed in, when they mail in their vote absentee ballot. So now you're saying that black people are deficient. Black people can't afford. Black people can't get access to a photo ID. Last time I checked, there are a lot of poor white people out there. Matter of fact, there's more poor white people than black people. But ironically, many poor people, they actually have IDs because many of them are getting government assistance. Many of them are driving. Doesn't mean that because you're poor, you can't have a driver's license. So when I hear that, it's just flat ignorance. It's flat bigoted. It is making black people feel that they're victims. And the same black people who are standing up, oh, they're trying to discriminate against us with photo ID. I asked them, do you have a photo ID? Yeah. But poor people don't. I said, well, tell me what poor person you know that doesn't have a photo ID.
Right.
So, but see.
Or can't access one anyway. Failed, yeah.
Or can't access one. Mm-hmm. The Republicans failed to get ahead of that narrative from day one. From day one, the Republican Party should, that's why it's important to grow the Republican Party with minorities. So they can have within their party people like myself and others that can push back from those fake, false, and bigoted narratives where liberals are paying people like Stacey Abrams and others just to scare black people, to keep black people voting Democrat and voting for an interest that's not to their benefit.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Vernon Jones. You can find him at jones4georgia.com, jones4georgia.com. We're going to lead, because this conversation really leads well also into two things. One, does appeasement work when you're you know, appeasing somebody that wants to literally, fundamentally change your state and or change your country? Can you appease that? And then the second question, having to do with the difference between equity and equality, because that plays a role in this conversation as well, in understanding the difference. We'll be back with all of that and more with Vernon Jones. You're listening to Pastor Greg on...
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thank you again so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for taking the time to be here with us on the program. So Vernon Jones is with us. Vernon Jones, that's jonesforgeorgia.com, jonesforgeorgia.com. And we're talking about the issue of ID and identification and visiting on that particular topic, and it made me think, Vernon, and again, thank you so much for being with me. I greatly appreciate that. It made me think about the issue of, you know, equity versus equality. Ward Connerly, who I don't know if you know Ward or not, but Ward traveled all over the country, but specifically was involved in overturning affirmative action in California, and then holding that at bay so that it didn't happen when they tried to push it through again just this last year, and California overwhelmingly rejected the idea of affirmative action, because affirmative action is about this concept of equity, but it's not about equality. Can you talk about the difference and your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest affirmative action program that's going on right now is NFL draft. Now you said, Vernon, what are you talking about? Well, think about it. The team that they see as the worst team, they get the top players. Mm-hmm. Is that not true?
That's true.
Isn't that affirmative action, though? So the team, so you have to look at affirmative action in a number of different ways. You can't look at it from just one perspective. What are you trying to do? You're trying to bring about equality. Well, let's talk about equality. When the Constitution says we all created equal, well, that's not necessarily true, because some people may be born with deformities. Some people and you know this yourself, some people may be born tall, some may be born short. If you really, I guess equality sometimes can be in the eye of the beholder, but I think what we're trying to say is everybody should be treated right. Nobody right. should be rejected because of their race. Nobody should be rejected because of their gender. Nobody should be rejected because of their religion. Everybody should be treated equally under the law.
Right.
I think where you see sometimes, sometimes the law is just not enforced. All right? Enforce the law. Mm-hmm. But enforce the law equally. So if you get caught with an ounce of cocaine and the law says, okay, you're going to be, here's the penalty, and the judge has this discretion, but it doesn't include jail time. But then if someone else comes and they're convicted of the same crime and you see what that person gets jail time, I mean, one can say, wait, we're not being treated fairly. So that's what I'm saying. Let's try to be treated within the law, whatever the law says.
Mm-hmm.
When you start going outside of that, when you start, you know, treating somebody different, it gives room for someone to say, hey, wait a minute, you're not treating me the same. I'm equal. But then let's think about it, equal. When I see bio-transgender males participating in female sports, I'm sorry, that's not equal. Because genetically, you're just not made up equally.
Right.
That male tend to have
body mass and muscular ass, yeah, and yes, muscular, yes, attributes that are different than a woman's. Period. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Period. It just is what it is.
Yep.
It just is what it is.
Yep, absolutely.
And so it's that's why you have these two extremes on both sides. It creates conflict, creates confusion. But let's just, women's sports should be protected.
Yeah.
And you're seeing now where males are participating in female sports, and the female is not having a fair chance to compete among her peers, others with body mass and body and genetic makeup mm-hmm. like her.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes it can kind of be kind of testy. You just hope reasonable minds sit in. But I'll be clear about this. When it comes to affirmative action, I look at right now, I think it was in New York, where they decided to give COVID testing and vaccination, give a high priority to minorities. Because they're saying, you can't believe the science now, hardly anything. They're saying, oh, well, they're most affected. But if there's a white person or an Asian person who needs to get access to testing kits or to the COVID vaccination, and their health is at risk, they can't get it because, oh, we need to say this and get this to a population based on their race, I just find that's just not right. It is just not right. It's just not right.
And in education practices, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. In education practices, you know, lowering the expectations doesn't help a young person relative to their ability to achieve in the future, nor relative to their concept of understanding how important it is to work hard, and that if you work hard, then you can have success. That's the difference between equity and equality.
Yeah, and I don't mean to cut you off, but you just said something that's so important. I was raised, my parents taught us some basic principle. It was just part of our upbringing. It's embedded in our DNA. You work hard, you pray hard, you get a good education, and things will come your way if you're willing to do those things. It would come your way. When I look at schools, you have kids that are trapped in failing schools based on policy that this kid, based on their family's address, they have to go to this school. That's why I'm so supportive of school choice,
sure,
where that parent has the option of sending their child, or either homeschooling their child, sending a child to a charter school, a theme school, a private school, whatever, public school, whatever. But that parent's choice, and that money falls to the child.
Yeah.
Because many times the education inequity is based on, again, if it's a failing school and your kids are still going there and you trapped, you can't do anything about it, you can't afford to move maybe to a district where maybe the school is where it has higher academic grades, but it may be an area where these parents can afford to get their kids tutors and this and that to help them or get some private lessons.
We're gonna run out of time here. Vernon Jones.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.